Welcome, everybody, to the final episode of...
As he freezes. Oh,
the Cemetery Files. I'm your host, Jake
Lee. You froze.
Did I freeze?
That's me.
Yeah.
You froze, yeah.
So, yeah.
Right in the middle of the intro.
Right. Nice. Fucking figures.
We have guests tonight.
Yeah, you want to say who we have?
Well, I have my lead investigator, Jim Corley, otherwise known as the resident skeptic. And then later we're going to have Pamela Gentry come in, and she is our traveling medium.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, she goes traveling. We don't leave her alone.
Right. So then this episode... I mean, me and Kelly decided that, you know, we had been doing this for a couple of years now, and, right? 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of years now.
And we have been busy with other future endeavors, so to speak, and
yeah,
we just never really had the time to really, you know, get on and do this, and but, you know, it is what it is. So
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Everything happens the way it's supposed to happen.
Right. So we decided that we would have one final episode and talk about some different things and some projects we got going on and some recent investigations that you and guys had done with K2 Paranormal. And so let's discuss what you had going on in the last week or so.
My last week. Last week's been interesting. It's recovery from my dad dying in July still. I'm just starting to get back into the routine I had before he passed. And it's hit and miss. I'll go 2-3 days and I'm very productive. Everything gets done. I'm back on track. I feel like I'm going to be doing everything I wanted to do. And the next day I wake up and nothing gets done. So it's hit and miss. Last week for us was our first investigation. How long?
Since Bloomingdale's.
Since Bloomingdale's. Yeah. I guess we did do Bloomingdale's. Yeah, we did do. Oh, we're not supposed to say what they were. That one's still under confidentiality. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have a public revealing of it, but it hasn't been scheduled yet. So, but the store owner is extremely. We were able to validate two of the store owner's claims in our first visit. So,
nice.
Yeah, it was really great. And the one that I liked the most was the relocation of objects. Mm-hmm. I've never had that happen. I've never had objects disappear and have them reappear in another location. So that was a new experience for me. I always set up my cat balls I always have 3 cat balls and I set them up in a triangle. I went back to go get them. One of them was missing. And I looked around to see where it had rolled off to, and there was no place where it had rolled off to.
But we did find it later.
I had asked the spirits to...
In an entirely different room.
Yep. I asked the spirits when they brought it back. It was okay if they played with it, but when they brought it back, they needed to bring it back to the area where I had my boxes so I could find it again. And it was left on a table in another room right by my boxes.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the history of that place.
That one, I didn't expect to get what I got. Mm-hmm. So we haven't done any research on the building yet. It was previously owned by one of our investigators. I think our investigator owns it. And then another person is in there running a business. And it was the other person who we connected earlier on. I've been working this location now for 3 years trying to get in there. So we finally got in and I didn't expect to find what I found. I go into locations going, there's nothing here. Well,
when we get to talk about that one,
mm-hmm.
even I saw some stuff in that one.
That night?
Well, yeah, the things that happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, even I had instances.
Well, Jim's never, explain. Jim's up to July when we went to Brushy. When was your first, when did you, no, you had something at Gaines' house, right?
No, I didn't get anything at Gaines' house.
No, even with the dowsing rod?
Well, I thought I might have
with the dowsing rod, but your first real big one was when?
Well, whenever we went to Brushy, and I went down in the hole,
mm-hmm.
and remember I had the thermal camera down there, and I had asked them to get in front of the thermal camera. And of course, I didn't hear anything right then. But later on the audio, remember we listened to it?
Mm-hmm.
And in the audio, right after I asked them to step in front of the camera, I heard a definite no.
And then we come to find out that the inmates of Brushy, the spirit inmates of Brushy, do not like to have their pictures taken.
Really?
Yeah. So wow. So that was really cool. Getting back to the business though, the second claim that we were able to validate was they would hear the door opening, but the door wasn't open.
Really?
And Jim experienced that. The doorbell ran off. None of us heard it. It's not on audio. And he is the only one that heard it. And there was actually a car in the parking lot that wasn't ours. So we were wondering if maybe the spirits were telling us that there was somebody in the parking lot that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, because I was in another room. I heard the doorbell open. And so I was like, well, that's not supposed to be open. So I walked in there. And about the time I walked in there, there was a car pulling away.
And I think maybe it might have been the owner from what we understand, but I don't know. So that was, yeah, so we've had, so that was really fun. That was a really, really fun investigation and different from what we're normally used to doing. We're usually like this, the location that we did Saturday night was 1509 is how we're categorizing that. The title for the location is 1509. And, it's again a place where one of our investigators works. So she's there all week and she says, I'm seeing things, I'm hearing things. We've got whistles, we've got this. I'm like, okay, fine. So I do some research on it and it's right there where the Stones Creek battlefield began.
Yeah.
Where the whole battle began.
Right. We were talking about that earlier today our Monday phone call. Right. And what we come up with what I came up with is there's something there that's under the radar that isn't, it's kind of like not bad, but I mean, it's not that nice either, but for the reason why is understandable. But what we came up with, you know, is something to be further investigated. But I downloaded on Audible. I downloaded that book about that war.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
it's a Civil War book, right? Civil War book.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Hey, there's Pam.
There she is.
Hey, Pam.
How are y'all? Pamela
is one of our mediums. She's nicknamed the traveler. Because she likes to go on vacations when she sees stuff.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
Yeah. So, Pamela, you know, what I was talking with Kelly about today is... Well, she piggybacked what I was seeing with this. There's a spirit there, a young gentleman, probably about 19 years old.
We're talking who was about killed.
Yeah. Who was killed. And Kelly had come up with that his boots were stolen.
Yeah. Something about boots stolen. As we were sitting, and you mentioned that, we were trying to figure out, I was talking to Jay on the phone, and we were trying to figure out what's going on at this location, because there's things that don't correlate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Pamela's experience with her, well, go ahead and tell what you saw, Pamela.
Like the first time I was there, or?
Well, Saturday night, when we figured out who it was you were seeing.
Oh, when we went into the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We went into the bathroom and it was dark. And the longer we stood there, I kind of started feeling a little heavy. And then this woman image appeared. I fully seen her, real subtle, didn't say anything to us. And then that's when she started to reach for me.
Mm-hmm.
I fully seen her clothes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I literally got completely cold. My whole body got cold. I was starting to get drained.
And I was standing right next to her. She grabbed onto me and she was an ice cube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So at that location, from what I'm getting right there, there used to be, what I'm seeing is like a home that used to be there. And she is, and she's like sitting like, it's kind of like she's in a loop, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like she's just sitting there like in a rocking chair. And yeah,
oh, we lost Pam. Where's so Pam show?
She's right there. So, it's kind of like,
you didn't mention that rocking chair, did you, Pam? Is Pam there? Pam, hello? Am I dead again? I'm dead again. There we go. I was off. And Pam mentioned...
there she goes.
Oh, we lost Pam again. Okay.
Yep.
She might have thought that I touch the microphone and turn it off. That's why it's up a little bit so I can see if it goes out not red.
Okay.
But we were... go ahead.
Yeah. So I saw that. Like, it was like the partial of a house. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like just in that spot, you know what I mean? And makes me believe that that's kind of a residual kind of a loop, you know, like a loop, you know, like they're kind of stuck in that, or it's something that a memory that they're tied to.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's the history of that there. I meditated today and I meditated on that site. So I was kind of just, and I could hear when I was meditating, I could hear horses. I could hear a lot of different things. You know what I mean? So I think that kind of helped me to tune in a little bit. I want to be able to do a little bit more research. I want to read the book, but I don't, because I kind of want to come up with this stuff and then.
And then read the book after you've fully formed the whole scenario.
Right. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
She'll be back. Her phone froze.
Oh.
Well, there's, I mean, we've got that situation. We've got the situation of one, the first spirits that we encounter in there are Pamela's grandparents. And right. What we have determined using my guardian spirits as well, is that the grandparents are there to protect her.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing that's going on there is that was up front with us is we've got the whistling. Oh. And the whistling is not pipes. In fact, the first time we were there, we did have whistling through pipes and I wrote it off until I heard the actual whistling that we were supposed to be looking for, which was human.
I heard it three times Saturday night myself. So yeah, it was a human type whistle. It wasn't pipes.
So we've got that where we've got some Civil War soldiers in that location. But then we have the spirit that you and I are talking about. The mm-hmm. boy.
Yeah.
18-year-old.
Right. Right.
And you started working on it. And all of a sudden I clicked in, like we both do when we're right. together.
Right.
I clicked in on it and started seeing things that you were starting to right. formulate too. And then you were seeing stuff and Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on at this location, and I don't know exactly how to attack it because we've got three different things going on that are probably from three different periods.
Right. Well, and part of that too is being able to, like, you know, trying that theory that we had of writing stuff on a piece of paper, mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
I forgot to tell Pamela about that. But right.
I will. And I was hoping that I would be able to tell her, but she's disappeared. So,
she's trying.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to be able to kind of cross-reference some of this stuff. You know what I mean? If I can open it up for her to let her ancestral guardians know that it's okay to let her do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we were able to do it pretty quickly. And, yeah. you know, our guides were like, yeah, that's fine. This is what it is. What mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Let's get her in here.
Oh, good. She's back. Yay.
My phone froze. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Well, we were just talking about 1509, and we've got what Jay and I came up with today was we both got the sensation of there's a spirit in there that was murdered, but he was murdered back when the Stones Creek or the Stones River battle was going, and he was killed mm-hmm. by his friend for his boots.
Oh, wow.
So that's what right. both Jay and I got as we were talking this morning and got onto the whole, all the spirits that are in there. And right. we both fixated on this one. And the one thing right. that we wanted to try over at your work is maybe leave it. You go ahead and explain it, Jay.
So basically my theory is that majority of spirits, kind of, they're like visual. So if you have a, you know, an area where you know that, or that you sense something that you can't pinpoint, is to write on a piece of paper the name that we'll give you and question mark and another question or something like that. Just kind of like pave the way so that spirit, because this spirit that I reached out or that I tuned into,
Benjamin,
nobody sees him. Nobody.
Oh, no,
I mean, they could sense him. But they don't.
He might be the guy in the warehouse. Be the guy in the warehouse.
That's what I was going to say. You think it's the guy that stays in the warehouse?
That might be the warehouse guy.
It could be. But here's the deal, though. I mean, because of the fact that you have ancestral protection uh-huh. and that, you know, they kind of, and when you talked about what is your great grandparents that you've
it's
seen,
my great-grandparents.
And your great grandparents.
Pamela's grandparents, my great-grandparents.
Okay. So basically, they're there, and they've crossed, but they're there because for protection. It's just an ancestral line protection. It's normal. There's other ancestral, you know, entities that are tied to you or me or Kelly, whatever, that are, it's just a normalcy. Now, because the entity is not putting anything out, and it kind of gives this blank slate type deal. So ancestral spirits can't really tune in or figure out what it is. It's almost like looking at a black mass and don't know what it is, if it's good, if it's bad, if it's, you know, whatever. So that's normal. But when I was able to tap into this and I told Kelly that there was a young boy that was part of the Civil War, the era, the location, the railroad tracks, the whole nine yards, that, yeah, there's a lot of frustration. There's some anger. He doesn't understand why, but he's very timid. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's very timid. So he doesn't know how to, you know, how to communicate or if he wants to communicate or whatever. So, I don't think that he's bad, but I do think that he could be swayed either way because of the fact that he's been there for so long. Now, I'm sure that he's ran into a lot of negative entities or soldiers or whoever that have died and are just pissed off, because that whole area is just a hotbed for anger and frustration and death and mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So
right.
it's just a collection. So by having the piece of paper where you write the name or you write, you know, a question or something that you want to connect to, he might be able to reach out. You know what I mean? But I think that he might reach out more to Kelly. I don't know why, but
Jay, you didn't see what happened this morning, did you? You didn't see that? Go ahead, Pam. Yeah. Tell him what happened this morning.
So I went to the mailbox, and of course there's three businesses in this one building. So we all get the mail in one mailbox. So I'll go get it, then I'll split it up and I'll go take and put it in each of the businesses. So as I'm going over to the other business and I'm walking back through the hallway and I walk down through their hallway to get to their desk to lay their mail on there. And as I was walking through, they said, "Where's Kelly?" home. So right. They were asking for Kelly today.
So that might be right on target there.
It could be because right. there was a voice that I had never heard. I've never heard this voice before.
I wonder if it's him. I wonder if it's Brandon.
It could be. It very well could be. But that's was that though? It's kind of like him saying, "I will only talk to her because of who she is." You know what I mean? In that sense, you know, because you're more transparent in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So. And you're female. And you remind him of his mother.
I was just going to say mom.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that's where that's at.
Well, we're definitely going to try and contact Benjamin next time we're out. So.
Right.
Well, Pam, you were saying something the video you put on Discord earlier with the cat ball, y'all felt a presence in the front office there.
Yes.
So,
well, Jackson had found those. They were over in his business, which I double triple checked to make sure that I had picked all of them up, and I didn't see any over there, and he kept bringing them to me one at a time. And so all I did was I cut them on and I set them on my desk. And then that's when they were on my desk. I was
too.
I'm sorry.
I checked the rooms for cat balls too.
There was three still over there in Jackson's area. And they were, here's the thing. They were in the powder coating room. I never put any in the powder coating room.
No. We started to, and then we moved them.
We moved them. Correct. I would pick them up. I took them with me because there was no cameras on them.
Correct. Well, he brought me three from over there. And then I had just laid them on my desk all day, nothing happening all day. But right when I sent that video, I wasn't even touching my desk. I was just kind of back in my chair on the phone with the customers. And so was my coworker. The other coworker was walking through. And then that's when the one started moving and then the one started lighting up. But the closer that one of my coworkers got, it completely stopped.
Yeah.
Like it, wow. I started the video as soon as I seen it. And you seen how, you know, long the clip was. It wasn't long at all. And he was like, "Whoa, why is it doing that?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "You tell me."
Wow.
But he feels presence in the shop as well, out in the warehouse.
Okay, so is that one called the shop or is that one called the warehouse?
It's the warehouse.
Warehouse. Okay.
Okay. Do we know if there was a house on that property?
I suspected it when I first got onto the property. I suspected there was a house on that property.
A big house.
I've got to go back into archives to get it, and I have to physically look through records.
Yeah. Really? You drew it out because when I drew a picture, when we drew the pictures of where we felt the activities and stuff goes on, right. Kelly physically drawed where the house was, and it's our business.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Our middle business is where that house is.
Yep.
Now I'm also seeing down. There's also a big, huge barn that was there. Possibly where there is a a street or a parking lot right in front of your business?
Yes.
It's yes. Not like a, okay. Straight to the, if I'm getting this right, straight, if you walk out of your business and straight to the left, if you go down probably about, I don't know, half of, not even a half a block, maybe a quarter of a block.
Okay, there's a so big, that's going to be on a different piece of property. So that, right. It
a big, yeah, it's a big, huge white barn. Okay. I mean, it was huge. Okay. And it's just off to where the side of the road. That isn't a normal street, is it? I'm seeing what looks like.
It's weird. It's the parking lot in front of her business, in front of the business.
That's what I'm getting at. It's a road, but it's a parking. Weird. Yeah.
It's a road and it's a parking lot. It's weird.
Right. Right. And yep. Yeah. More like an alleyway.
Yeah.
It's more right. like an yes. alleyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's what I'm seeing is, and you know, now I've never been there and I've never seen pictures. This is just what I'm remoting. You know what I mean? And now, are there trees, big trees across that, like where your business is and then the road and then the road and then across that? Are there trees?
There's trees behind our business. And there's also trees, Kelly and Jim, if you come down our park, our drive right there that separates, there's that whole line of trees right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Those are yep. the trees that I'm thinking yep. about too.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing. Okay.
Okay.
Those trees have been there a while, but it's just, you got a fence there too somewhere?
Yes.
Oh, there's fences okay. everywhere.
Okay, yeah. I see this big, huge fence that just lines this whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's this piece of property, this area, the reason why I took the case was because it's dead on the Trail of Tears.
Right,
and
right.
And it's like within 1,000 feet of where the Stones River battle started. So that's why I took the case. And then everything starts blossoming out. And I'm thinking the more we go back, the more the spirits are going to be coming out going, hey, I know you.
Right. And, right.
Yeah. And talking to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Like I said,
Kelly? There,
you know,
where's
I mean,
Kelly?
And, with the barn and with the house and the businesses. Now, is there, when you go, you walk out the door and take a left, I mean, down farther down, is there a bigger part of that building?
Now there's the building. If you walk out and you go left.
Yeah.
There's another building right there. There's not a business in it right now, but yes, there is a building.
Is it bigger than, is it taller than your building?
No, I don't think so. I think they're about the same level.
Okay.
Our building is bigger because it's three businesses, but that is, it is pretty big, but
you gotta jump in it.
I don't think it's taller.
The building that you go out on the road and kind of go back to the left, right?
Yeah.
Back up there on the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's about the same height as their building.
Okay.
But it's not as big.
Okay.
Oh yeah, there's the big tree.
And it's empty. There's no business in that one.
Right. So I maybe just the angle that I'm remote viewing it, that I'm looking at it, that it might be
it's kind of at a weird angle.
Are you seeing that?
Yeah, yeah, but reverse. See, I see things opposite, kind of.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like
I looks, see things that are opposite too. So
yeah, and that drives me up a freaking wall.
It's crazy.
Right, but like I said, the trees are important. The railroad tracks are important, and there was a house that.
There's trees all the way back there.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those trees are, if you go out of her front door and go to the right,
right.
There's another business over there, and then them trees are behind that.
Right.
Yeah, there's.
But yeah, that's a row of big trees back there.
And then mm-hmm. it's backs up to, there's water involved back there.
Yeah, there's like, is there a lake back, or like
no,
a stream?
It's a stream.
Stream.
it's like a creek.
Right. Like it's a creek. Right. Mm-hmm. Like a small embankment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So that the railroad tracks are huge though. There's so much that went on those tracks that was just unreal.
The railroad tracks are right there in the middle of the battle. So
right.
The iron picked up all kinds of things.
Right. I would really like to go down there sometime and do a walkthrough and just check that place out. And I could probably pinpoint some things.
Oh, I keep telling you, get your ass down there. I know.
Yeah.
He can sit in the brass bed.
I mean, it's just there's so much stuff down with the Civil War and all that. You know, I don't even know how to describe it. You know, I mean, it's just
it's.
I mean, and I Pam, I wanted to ask
what I feel is chaos.
Right, I do too. But I mean, Pam, I wanted to ask you, when you came into your gifts and when you did you realize what was happening, or is it something that somebody like the spiritual side took you by the hand and said, this is the way we're going to do this?
Yep. Pretty much. I've been like this most of my life. It started when I was 6.
Okay.
But it was kind of a, I'm going to ignore this. But
right.
The more
right.
I ignored it, it was like more knocking on, hey, you know, yep. We're here.
Yeah.
You don't Welcome have a choice. My world.
Yeah. So with all of this, the history of the Civil War and all the battles that were around and this and that, do you ever have dreams of the wars?
Sometimes I do.
Okay. Is there anything particular that you point that is pointed out to you, or is it just a dream where you just dream it and don't think anything of it?
It's usually just a dream that I really don't think anything of it. I've had it a few times, but the thing about it is now I'm starting to have a little bit more of the dreams.
Right. Well, partly because you're hanging around Kelly. And the other part. Yeah. The other part of it is the fact that the way the world's changing and everything's shifting now, and we've been in several different shifts in the last year or two. There was a really big one 3 years ago, but this one, the shifting is causing a lot of people who are gifted. Some people's gifts might go away. Some people's gifts might show up. You know what I mean? So there's different people, different things. So with you, it depends if you want, you have the ability to tune in. So like if you go to sleep, like I get most of my images and my stories or whatever right before I go to sleep. I mean, right when I close my eyes. I'll get visions of locations. Okay. What to do with them? I have no clue because I've never seen it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So right. I just, if it's important enough that if it's spirit led, that spirit says, okay, yeah, you need to remember this. I will remember. Okay. Yeah. So I had a dream of a house, not a house, but it was like looked like an apartment complex. And I had this recently and it had a sign in front of it with a fence around it. Now,
remember this one.
This apart, it looks like an apartment complex. The buildings were like an L shape, but in the middle there was nothing there but trees and a bush and bushes and stuff like that. So I don't know if it was the front or the back, but I remembered this, or I saw this clear as day like 4 days ago. And I'm like, okay, if I'm supposed to remember this, then I'll remember it. So, and I remember what it looks like. I remember I was trying to figure out what it is, but I can't read what's on the sign.
Well, you know, okay. I learned a long time ago, eons ago, that if you remember a dream, it's a message.
Right.
So if you remember that dream, it's a message.
But mine wasn't a dream. It was just a vision. I wasn't even asleep yet. See, I just closed my eyes, and this image flashed in front of me for two seconds, and I can't. But what I was going to say was, so with Pam, with you, the abilities that you have, I think that you can tap in a little bit more into your dreams before you go to bed. So if there's something that you want to think about or something that you want to discover, and especially at your work, if there's something that you think that can help whoever's there in some fashion, just ask spirit, say, okay, can you help guide me into this so that if I need to dream about it or if I need to, you know, have a vision about it or something, but, you know, ask for help. And I'm sure that, you know, they'll help. I mean, it doesn't always happen right all the time, but it can help. You know what right I mean? So it can happen. So
that's like, I have visions and dreams of this same house, but it's like the house is empty. It's a white house. It's a mm-hmm wooden house. It's an old house. I see it, like you said, before I go to sleep. And I also dream about it. But with my dreams, it's like I'm in this house, but I don't go any further. And it's like hardwood floors. And,
yep,
you know, I can smell the musty smell, but
right,
I can't get any further into it.
Okay. So I think what you're envisioning or you're seeing is that house, I think, that was on that property because you were there.
Oh, that would explain why your grandparents are there.
Because you're there every day.
Right.
All that wood and everything, there may still be pieces of that that is still in the ground. I mean, they tear down the stuff so quick, and do whatever. And there could be, you know, something that's still remaining that can also give that residual energy. So I could guarantee you 100% the house that you're seeing is the house that's sitting on that property. I can guarantee it. I could see a big porch. It's like a half wraparound porch. It's got the four steps and it's got the railings right there. And it's got the door. The doorway has what back in the day was like little art for a screen. It's kind of got like looks like something you would see down in like Texas where they would have those
screened in porch.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Yeah. But it's also got the, like a hand carved something.
Kind of like the scrolling stuff around the corner.
Yeah. 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 Like corner deck art. Right, you know what right I mean? I could see it clear as day at the big bay window and underneath you've got the whole crisscross wood for like the underneath the porch.
The lattice. The lattice.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing is that whole thing. Yeah. So well,
you know, like you're saying, they don't back then, if they tore a house down, an old house like that, you know, way back, they don't clear them out like they do now. They get
now
and clean everything out.
Right. No, they either, especially if they didn't have a basement. If they did have a basement, they would just bulldoze everything in, would just.
Oh, yeah.
And right, so, you know, that right. Correct. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I mean, that's the house that you're seeing. And I see it. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's, from what I could tell, it was a gorgeous house, but it was huge.
Yes, it's huge.
It's very huge. And it's like standing outside looking at it going, wow, they don't make them like this anymore. You know what right I mean? And so that's why I saw that.
I see it when it's daylight. I never see it in the dark. It's always like daylight outside.
Right, right. That's the way I'm seeing it, is daylight. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that house being that big, if it wasn't a plantation house, because there was,
I kind of was wondering about that too.
Yeah,
because you guys are in Tennessee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys, plantation.
I have to go look through our archives.
I know.
It's not online. And the records aren't digitized yet. So I have to physically go down
to the borough.
have to go down to the borough and have lunch with Pam and
come on down.
Right.
Come see my buddy over there in the powder room.
Right. Yeah,
so what town is that in?
Murfreesboro.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I'll give you a little hint, a little trick, Kelly.
Yes, ma'am, sir.
If you are looking at the battle,
yeah,
because that house was so close to the battlefield, mm-hmm. there had to have been some type of tie, as in like Confederates used it for something or stopped there, or
if
they held their horses there. Because that barn is a horse barn. It's huge.
If the house was still there. So I'll go down and I'll take a look.
Because that was back in the day. This is way back in the Civil War era. The house was still there.
No, but if the house was still there in the Civil War, I mean, it could have been built in the 1700s.
No.
Because I'm not finding, I mean, I'm looking at pictures and I'm not, you know, pictures that were taken back at that time.
Right.
And I'm not finding anything that even correlates with, you know, I'll have to go look through records and maybe it's there. Maybe it's not. I don't know. We all see a house.
Yeah.
And there's gotta be a house there. I mean, it's too big of a piece of property not to have a house on it.
Right. That's why I'm saying it's substantial.
Picture in my mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's there's some substantial history on that house.
Either the house was close to where the current building is, or the house was either on the property where the building's sitting right now, or it was very close to that property.
I think it was on the property.
I think it was on the property.
Yeah, it was on the property.
I'm gonna go down and look. So I'll find it.
Yeah.
I'll
so Pam, when you go and when you like go to sleep tonight or whatever, you know, you can kind of tap into your brain and ask your guides to let you walk through the house. If there's a reason to walk through the house, ask them to show you to walk through the house.
Oh, I love walking through houses. Oh my God.
I do too.
Oh my God. It's so much fun.
Right. So, and see what you'll say, but I guarantee you there'll be somebody, cause I see a male in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk in the doorway and you go right, and there's another room.
Yes.
And it's like a dining room.
Yes.
He's in the corner. He's just standing there. Okay. So I don't know who that is. It's just a black mass that I see. You know what I mean? But it's part of.
It's just a whole mess. That's all I want to say. It's just a mess of an investigation because it's not specific to who we're going out. We don't know anymore.
Pam is the. What I'm seeing, Pam, is the bridge that gaps the you know what I mean, that connects that side to this side. You know what I mean? So, and with you, when you guys are together, it's easier to navigate over that connection. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have to be arm in arm and walk through, then do it. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously. I mean, that is kind of
she
like,
grabs
you know,
onto me and holds on to me. She's having her
business. I latch on. Right. Right. I know you're going.
Right. But that's where you guys can control the situation. You know
and
what I mean?
That's how we do
it's
it.
Almost,
that's
almost right.
Exactly
that's
how we
you
do
have
it.
To. Yeah, you have to ground yourself together so that you can. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's something
it was really interesting when we did when we were in the bathroom this last time, because it's the bathroom where the woman is. It was cool to be able to talk to her while she was having this vision and ground her and to say, what do you see? What's she doing? What's she wearing? What's she, and just doing the whole, I think it helped. Did it help?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's very interesting because to go
I get completely speechless. It's like words want to come out of my mouth, but I can't. I have to force them out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, it's just
Pam, cool. Let me ask you something. How often do you see a child?
Physically or spirit?
Spiritually or physically, you know what I mean?
Because
what I see is a little girl, female little girl, that's attached to you in some fashion.
I think her name's Renly.
Yeah,
Renly. Right? Or Harper.
Or Arthur.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have two granddaughters and I have a grandson. And
this little girl is in a yellow type polka dotted type dress. And she wanted, I kind of get the fact that she's like a little helper for you.
Did you say a yellow polka dotted dress?
Yeah.
Yellow with white polka dots?
Yep.
Okay.
Does she have blonde hair? Little,
or yes. Oh yeah. Or like flower dotted, like not really polka dot, but flower polka dot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like my granddaughter.
Like an old flower bag
pattern.
Cloth? Okay.
Yeah.
No, not a flower bag.
Yeah, they used to use flower bags for fabric.
He's talking about a yellow dress with little flowers on the pattern instead of polka dots.
Right, but to understand what the flowers were, that's why I referenced back to the
oh, yeah. No, I got you.
Flower cloth,
I got you.
Because that's what they had. This little girl might actually be for the business that we did. It may be for the, because there has been a little girl seen in that store.
She and jumps she's around solid, and she skirts around everywhere and she yep, just
she
da, 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 da.
She came in with something else.
Yeah.
And she hasn't left.
No, because she's attached to Pam because of who Pam is.
Oh no, this is a different place. This is the one that we did last week.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that this is what I'm seeing is this because there. It's because
Pam wasn't there. Not at this.
This is the this is the little girl that I'm seeing. If
okay,
this is somebody
so is
different.
The little girl at 1509 or is the little girl up at BD?
It's just a little girl that's attached to Pam. I'm not attaching it to a
She doesn't have anything to do with any of the locations we're talking about then.
No, I'm just saying that's what I see. You know what I mean?
Okay. I just can't.
If you can maybe have any idea, Pam, of who this little girl might be.
I'm going to be honest. It sounds like Renly, which is my granddaughter.
Right.
And she's three.
Okay. Very well could be. I mean, that's. That she's attached to you like glue.
That child, I can. Jim can tell you that child. I cannot walk without her being underneath my feet.
Okay, because I didn't get that she was deceased. I just got that she was attached to you. Okay, so having said that, because of the fact of who she is, she's very. I mean, she's related to you, bloodline.
She has gifts.
Right? She's got gifts.
But
so...
hold on. What about Harper? Remember Harper? The whole seeing the little boy?
Right.
That's my oldest granddaughter. She's 8.
And I'll bet you any money Liam has them too, and he just can't talk about it.
Right.
And
so
that might also be part of why he's non-communicative. Who knows?
Yeah. How old is... Harper?
Harper is 8. Liam is 4. He's autistic, nonverbal. And Renly is 3. They're all 3 my grandchildren.
Okay. It starts it starts with the youngest and works its way up. It's almost like, okay, that's the last child. That's the way it's going to go. I don't know if you're child is going to have any more children, or you know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't know. But when the gifts, come down through the line, it's kind of like they're picked beforehand. You know what I mean? So they could very well, I could see all three. I could see the number three lights up. So I'm sure that they all have gifts. But your youngest is really, she feeds off you like.
Youngest is everything. Liam.
No,
the youngest. You know
what I mean? Oh, is it Renly? Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. Renly, yeah. What, oh, Renly feeds three. Off you like, yeah. But you all, but she also helps you. When you're having a bad day, all she's got to do is hug you. Just like instantaneously, there's a shift and you know it.
Absolutely.
That's part of who she is. Yeah, that's who she is. So, what?
Hey, Jay. Have we slipped into one of Jay's mediumship shows?
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, that it happens.
It happens. Oh, the first one that you did it on was Rochelle.
That family that in New York.
Yeah, the family in New York, yeah.
Well, I can tell you randomly when I would be around Renly, and she is so cute. She would just hug you or, you know, just want to talk to you. And it just makes you feel good. She's just got that.
Yeah. She could shift a person's emotional state with just one touch. And that is part of, yeah.
100% correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I see because of the fact that because she's so young, it's almost like she, I'm taking some of this spiritual stuff with me when I go. Because, and that's what she did, because that's how do that. Yeah. There's a lot of extra protection for that child. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of extra protection for that child because of that.
Right.
Because she's the type of person that wants to make an impression. You know what I mean?
Hey guys, I'm sorry, I have to cut it short. Okay. I got my little one coming in.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Have a good one. Thanks for coming on.
See ya.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys.
Hugs.
See you later.
I will. Alrighty. All right. Bye.
I love you.
Bye. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Yep.
I got a good team. I got a really good crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's very cool. Yeah. Moving forward here.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know quite where we're going to be going with this. I mean, this is the last show, but it doesn't mean that we can't just come in whenever we want and do another one like we're doing here. I mean, I would like to be able to help people a little bit more. Like, for instance, what we were doing here, going over locations. Do you have an investigation that you can't, you know, come dump on our show and let's see what we can come up with.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, that's
like, it's like what we talked about before. I think that the podcast industry is way too oversaturated. It's past
oversaturated. Yeah, yeah. Because it could tell that we only had one person that was watching this. So,
you know, he's still up there. I see him. Hi, Josh.
It's Josh.
Yeah. There he is.
Right. You know, and so, you know, it's just one of those things where, yeah, this has been a fun run, and you know, we've had, you know, some great shows and had some fantastic guests, and we want to be able to thank everybody. And
you can't.
What the hell are
you
doing? Oh, seeing the doggy. Yeah, she's like, yeah, don't look at me.
There she is. Say hi, Diamond.
That's the puppy dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, I had to
so we'll thank out. Everybody for tuning in. If people, you know, check this out, that's fine. You know, I've got other things that I've got going on. I'm still working on my documentary. I'm going to revamp my documentary and start it out instead of with the Old West. I'm going to start with Civil War. era, and then I'm going to work my way through the Old West, and then further on into the early 1900s and et cetera. And yeah, so I'm working on that, and yeah, I mean that's basically about it. I mean,
let me ask you, what is your purpose with the documentary? I mean, what do you want people to walk away from that documentary with?
I basically kind of like what we did on here is where I want to be able to tell people stories, the ones who have passed, you know what I mean, that, you know, aren't recognized, and help the helped ones from the, like the soldiers and whatnot from the Civil War that are stuck. And I want to be able to document everything, not only just the paranormal, but I want to be able to document that history in that way, where I want good stories to come out of it. I want hopeful stories to come out of it. Right. You know what I mean? So not so much that doom and gloom, but, you know, the actual history, you know, because I'm sure that there were a ton of great stories that came out of the Civil War that were positive. You know what I mean? But there was a lot of bad ones too. You know, I want to be able to include that in everything. So, you know, and part of the, you know, the paranormal and the spirit world and all that stuff, that's whole encompassing. And that's part of the whole thing, because of there was such a vast amount of death and pain and suffering. I want to be able to help those spirits if they're stuck, you know, or if they're randomly, you know, wandering around, or if there's people that are alive that have had, you know, connections to soldiers or the Civil War that need some type of closure, even though it's been how many years, you know what I mean? So,
right.
It's just, yeah. So, like I said, I'm going to revamp that. I'm going to, you know, work on the campaign. I'll probably do that this week, and I'll put up a different thing for it. So, but other than that, I haven't really been doing anything.
Coming out of season.
Yeah. So I will be doing another paranormal memoirs for Studio 6 Media Productions. I'll have that up on audio soon. I got a couple stories to tell, and yeah, because I really liked doing that. That was pretty fun. But yeah,
I think that's great for you to do that. I think you really need to get some of your stories out there.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah. What about you?
Me, I am working on for right now. The main things that I've got going is I'm trying to build the real estate business. Got my license back in July, so now I'm trying to sell in Tennessee. So if anybody wants to move to Tennessee, here I am. I'll help you. Next one is priority for me is Kelly's Haunted Adventures, which has moved more into event management and event designing, event execution. So we've got a bid out right now that's that is currently the largest project we've ever worked with, and this one is going to be huge. If we get this contract, it will be my only focus for 2025.
Nice.
It's that big. Then we've got investigations coming up on the 21st with Octagon Hall. That's a usual for us. It's the one that K2 Paranormal goes out and we all investigate and have fun and just, you know, see what we can do and try on new techniques, try working with different partners. We're up to 14 people now. We will have 15 probably by the end of December. So we're a fairly large group. We're going to be setting our investigations to, I believe it's the third weekend everybody has chosen for 2025. So we'll be out there on the third weekends of every month. And then that's about it. It's just, you know, keeping my head above water and trying to make each day productive. That's the thing. Make each day productive.
There you go. Right on. So, as I say adieu, I thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Cemetery Files. It's been fun. And we are going we are going to probably, you know, pop on here and there and different things on Studio 6. So you'll be able to still see me and Kelly at some point.
Yep, we'll be around.
So give us a follow on Facebook or Instagram or even TikTok. If you want to check out my campaign, I have a campaign link in my TikTok bio. You can find me at Studio 6 Media Productions at J Paranormal. So, okay. After that, you know, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
And I have a date tomorrow.
Oh,
an actual date.
Oh, wow.
I'm tickled.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, guys. Thanks again, everybody.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you soon.